Good morning and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mu'ili'ili Honganji. Mu'ili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.mu'ili'ili honganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mrs. Joe DeMarais in memory of Edith Maeda's birthday. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Jeffrey Soga of Waipahu Honganji. Good morning, Reverend Soga.
Good morning. I hope all of you who are listening Keizu Radio are fine and safe from corona trouble. I have a question to you. Did you eat mango this year? A few days ago, one of the Waipahu Honganji members gave to me mangoes and she said, "This is the last mango for this year." I completely forgot the month of June is mango season, since I didn't get any mango this year. Besides not getting any mango, I feel it's not summer yet, since I have not gone bon dances. If there were no corona trouble, last Saturday, July 11, and tonight, July 18, Waipahu and Waianae Honganji, both of which I oversee, would be having bon dance. However, they are both cancelled. So my body feels it is not summer yet. How about you? Are you okay? Are you living and feeling it's summer? Because it's Obon season, I'd like to talk about a story which relates to Obon. I believe many of you know the origin of Obon. It is from Ulambana Sutra. I never read the sutra, but many ministers use the story of Moggallana and his mother, so it could be true. Moggallana was one of the great students of Shakyamuni Buddha. The story is Moggallana went to look for his mother after her death, and he found his mother in the realm of Gaki, or hungry spirit. Moggallana tried to help her by offering food and water, but they changed to fire, and so he couldn't help. He consulted with Shakyamuni Buddha. And then Buddha taught him to offer a meal for all students who gathered for the summer retreat. After he did as Buddha said, his mother disappeared from the realm of Gaki, or hungry spirit. I kept questioning myself, how could Moggallana go to such a world after people die? Why was his mother in the Gaki world, although Amida Buddha vowed to wish that all sentient beings be born in Amida Buddha's pure land? Of course, it is a legend, so people over the past 2,500 years have changed the story. However, the heart of the sutra should be true and never changed. I was thinking that question for a long, long time. Gradually, many people around me have made me aware about the heart of the sutra. Last year, April 27, my mother passed away. Fortunately, she waited for me. I could see her before she passed away. My sister called and told me that my mother went in coma and her condition was very critical on Saturday. So I adjusted my schedule and made air reservation to Japan, leaving on Tuesday. I arrived in Osaka on Wednesday afternoon and took Shinkansen bullet train back to Hiroshima that night. I reached the hospital where my mother was. Thursday, she kept sleeping. Friday, I slept with my mother in the hospital room. Saturday morning, I woke up and was going to take shower at our family home. It was 10 a.m. I told my mother, "Oka-san, Mom, I will just go home and take a shower and come back." She kept sleeping for many, many months. But at that moment, she made a sound. Mmm! So, I continued, Mom, Okaasan, what? Do you want me to stay? Again, she made the sound, mmm. Therefore, I thought she wanted me to stay. I put my backpack down and sat by her bedside and held her hand. Gradually, her breath got weaker and slower. A nurse came into the room and took her pulse. The nurse said, it's getting close to her end. I'll call her family to come here. It was 10:20 a.m. My mother held my hand strongly, so tightly, and breathed in. It was her last breath. The nurse came in and took her pulse. She said, she's gone. I call a doctor. As far as I remember, soon after I graduated from university, I came to Hawaii. I wasn't a good son. I always made her worry. I told her, Mom, you did a good job throughout your 88 years of life. Thank you. And I'm sorry for making you worry. Her hand I was holding was getting colder. I look at her hand. The hand had cooked a good food, changed my diaper when I was baby, I guess, and once in a while hit my okole. I couldn't help but have thoughts that were full of gratitude. At her deathbed, I was so grateful and surely thought she was my bodhisattva, great master, and showed me the Buddha's teaching. So I kept saying, thank you, Mom. Thank you, Mom. I remembered a sermon I heard long time ago. The minister said, Oya wa naki nagara kodomo sodateru. It means mother and father raised their child with tears. I think I gave many worries to my mother. I wasn't a good son. As soon as I graduated college, I married my wife without my parents' consent. I came to Hawaii without consulting my parents. I didn't go home often. I assume my mother was waiting for me to come back and show my children to her. Because I am now grandfather, I am looking forward to see my grandson. When I hug my grandson, I'm happy and grateful. The more I feel happy, the more I feel sorry to my mother because I didn't show my face and children. She was probably waiting for me to do so. I think I let my mother cry because I wasn't a good son, very, very selfish son. I wonder how many tears my mother shed. When I reflect on the sermon that I heard a long time ago and look at myself, Mogalana and his mother appeared in my thought. I'm sure Mogalana's mother wished him to be good son. That means stay close with her, marry a good girl, and have a good family. However, Mogalana left his home as well as his mother and joined Shakyamuni Buddha's group, Sangha. He never married because he became a monk. It is my assumption that Mogalana thought as I did. He became full of regret and feeling sorry for his mother. In spite of Mogalana going to the realm of gaki hungry spirit, Mogalana realized he caused his mother worry, anxiousness, sadness, loneliness, and tears. So Mogalana had to let his mother stay such realm of sadness. Therefore, Mogalana asked Shakyamuni Buddha how could he resolve his own struggles. Then Buddha taught him, share your happiness, praise your mother by offering food to your friends at the retreat. This is my thought, my own thought, through my recent experience. Buddha never taught this way. However, this Obon season, I am remembering the warmth of my mother's hand at her bed in the hospital, and the smile and happiness my grandson gives to me. I am also thinking of the story of Ulambana Sutra, the story of the son and his mother. Nembutsu comes out from my mouth. Nammandabutsu, Nammandabutsu. I am embraced by Amida Buddha's compassionate vow. I wish you take care of yourself, wear a mask, wash hands good, stay safe, and enjoy the season of Obon together with Onenbutsu, although you cannot go to dance. Well, thank you for your kind listening. Nammandabutsu, Nammandabutsu, Nammandabutsu.
Thank you, Reverend Soga, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliilihonganji.org. July 19th, our 9 a.m. in-person and Zoom service will be a graduation recognition service. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Mrs. DeMaray, and our speaker, Reverend Soga of Waipahu Honganji. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Mrs. Julia Kunuli. Namo Amida Butsu.